thought, fury on their behalf trumping her own fear. She was the only one on board who knew this catastrophe was no mechanical failure. It was him. She knew it as surely as she knew she'd seen her last sunset. A bitter cry tore from her cracked lips. Any semblance of control on her part had been an illusion. She'd played her hand, and he'd just called her on it. If she hadn't been so stinking stubborn, if she'd kept her mouth shut and given him what he wanted. But Mama hadn't raised her like that. She'd done the right thing. She only wished she hadn't brought the others down with her. Managing to crane her neck left, she took in the sight of the loving couple's hands clasped tight, crying as they whispered frantic words to each other. Agnes's stomach lurched. She'd brought them on this journey, doomed them to a watery tomb. At least now he'd be satisfied. She'd be gone. They'd be gone. No one was left to... Acid burned up her throat. Bailey. Chapter 1. Off the coast of Taryuk Island, Alaska. Cole McKenna left the chaos at the water's surface for the chaos below. The black water quickly suffocated the floodlights directed down at him from the rescue boats above. Within seconds, it was only him, the strobe attached at his waist, and the immense darkness of the sea. His heart seemed to beat in time with the strobe's rhythmic flash. Thump, thump. It was amazing the things one heard when surrounded by darkness. Thump, thump. Cole checked his depth gauge with his left hand, keeping his right fixed on the lifeline. When diving in depths without any natural light and with no distinguishing landmarks, in an ever-changing current, a few seconds off the line was all it took to get disoriented, and those few seconds could mean the difference between life and death. 30 feet. 35. Diver two in the water, Gage instructed over the comm from topside. He was glad he'd have Landon Granger at his side tonight. He was going to need all the help he could get. Sonar had indicated that what remained of Henry Reed's floatplane tottered on the edge of Outer Man's Ridge, 40 feet beneath the surface. He wished the flight manifest had arrived before deployment so they knew how many passengers had been on board. He hated going in blind. 40 feet. He slipped his external light from his utility belt and switched it on. The Cessna glimmered a murky white in its beam. I'm going offline, he alerted topside. Be safe, Cole. Diver three is in the water. Cole swallowed. Roger that. He shouldn't worry any more about Caden than Landon. As dive captain, he was responsible for every member on the rescue team. He couldn't allow the fact that Caden was his sister to affect his decisions. It wouldn't be fair to the rest of the team or to the victims. But a brother's innate protective nature always lingered. He inhaled, the pressure demand regulator automatically releasing a puff of oxygenated air into his face mask. The device made him sound like Darth Vader, each breath deliberate and punctuated. His black neoprene dry suit, gloves and hoses only added to the image. The glow in the fuselage had disappeared, but the fact the fire had lasted as long as it had bolstered his hope that there was still air trapped in the craft. He prayed their search tonight would end in rescue and not just recovery. Panning his beam along the vessel, he began his inspection at the tail, torn and jagged, and moved along to the cockpit. His breath hitched at the compressed metal. He prayed Henry had been tossed free before the plane nosedived onto the ridge. At least then there was a chance Ginny would have a body to bury. Going offline, Landon announced a moment before he was at Cole's side. Best access is going to be that door, Cole said.
I agree.
Landon pulled the crowbar from the gear bag. Caden joined them, her beam of light bouncing off Cole's mask.